from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. threatens North Korea. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN she's considering moving on from the diplomatic efforts and turning the whole matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
Now, even though South Korean President Moon Jae-in seems to have more closely aligned with the hardline U.S. approach to pressure Pyongyang into giving up its nuclear program, his government in Seoul is planning to send $8 million in humanitarian aid to North Korea. A petition has been filed with India's Supreme Court challenging the government's plan to deport as many as 40,000 Rohingya who have fled Myanmar. The top court began hearing the plea on Monday. The government said in a statement to the court that the Rohingya are illegal immigrants and some of them pose a very serious and potential threat to the national security of India. The lawyer representing the Rohingya said the Indian Constitution provides equal rights and liberty to every person, including non-citizens. The hearing will continue next month. In the meantime, thousands of protesters from an Islamist coalition party in Bangladesh on Monday turned out in force to condemn the Myanmar government for not establishing rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. This is VOA News. Britain has eased its terrorist threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old man was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack. Hurricane forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. In the meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
In the meantime, Gaza is facing a mounting humanitarian crisis, including a severe electricity shortage. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will not be subject to bullying by the United States over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a group of world powers, including the United States. President Trump has been a frequent critic of the agreement and after taking office and has threatened to scrap the deal. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. At least 21 Americans have suffered what the State Department calls incidents that have led to a variety of symptoms, including hearing loss, concussions, headaches, ear ringing, and even problems with concentration and common word recall. The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri warns his administration will deal harshly with those responsible for violent protests in the city of St. Louis over the death of an African-American man at the hands of a white police officer who was acquitted of a murder in the case. A number of people have been arrested, and the police chief in St. Louis, Lawrence O'Toole, said his police force will be diligent in responding to violence.
We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected.
A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police over the weekend. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.